The oil industry is emerging from a two-year slump in crude prices that led to layoffs and a drop in production. A year ago, activity had slowed way down in America's oil fields. Only 400 rigs were drilling for oil. Today, with higher prices, that number is up to 900. OPEC stepped in last week, deciding to extend production cuts. Inside Energy's Amy Sisk reports from North Dakota on how that move from the oil cartel will impact the industry's recovery going forward.
There's a sense of excitement taking over the Bakken oil patch. You notice it here at the M&H gas station in Williston.
There you are, love. There you go. See ya. Have a good day.
The last year or so, it had been pretty quiet for store manager Angela Newman.
Now, there's a constant rush at some point or another during the day, and you notice like more cars, you notice more fuel, you notice your fuel deliveries are more.
And she's having to place more orders for her two most popular items, cigarettes and chewing tobacco. These newcomers are filling jobs on oil rigs and frac crews, and a host of other openings in healthcare and retail to support the growing population. Customer service reps with Job Service North Dakota are helping connect employers to folks looking for work.
Okay, so log in to my site and I'll show you how we can download your resume onto the desktop.
The regional office in Williston is overseen by Cindy Sanford. She says even during the downturn in oil prices, there were still a lot of job openings. But workers' hours often got cut.
Where they made the money was overtime. So we would have people walk in and go down to 40 hours, and all of a sudden they're going, can we file for unemployment?
Today, she's seeing those overtime hours return, and job openings still abound.
Over 150 jobs we posted this week.
The way the markets are shaping up, it looks like this may well be the story of oil country for the next year. OPEC made a key move last week, one that will be felt in oil fields from North Dakota to Texas. The cartel of oil-exporting countries decided to extend production cuts through March 2018. Those countries hope to reduce the global supply of oil to help prop prices up above the $50 per barrel where they sit today. This is good news for the U.S. oil industry.
For North Dakota, it steadies the ship.
That's Lynn Helms, North Dakota's Mineral Resources Director. See, U.S. producers ramped up oil production after OPEC announced its first round of cuts late last year, and that's likely to continue. But here's what Helms expects will change. The uptick in new rigs drilling for oil will start to level off.
We're going to have to see $5 and $10 increase in oil prices to really begin adding rigs, and we don't see that happening until sometime in 2018.
In other words, the impact of OPEC's cuts won't be felt immediately, but the cuts will help maintain this resurgence of oil activity. The Bakken has one more advantage coming its way. This week, the Dakota Access Pipeline finally comes online. Trisha Curtis is with PetroNerds, an energy analytics and advising firm.
Dakota Access provides a significant lifeline that the Williston Basin really, really needed.
It means cheaper prices for transporting Bakken crude, and it opens up North Dakota oil to new markets, especially the Gulf Coast. Refiners there like the consistent quality of Bakken oil.
Okay, I'll be right there.
Back at the Job Service office in Williston, customer service rep Catherine Bauer takes a quick break from a busy morning helping job seekers.
It's definitely picking up. I don't know if it's ever going to boom.
Not like a few years back when the price of oil was sky high.
But I think it's going to get to a good place where companies are going to be able to thrive, you know, and everybody's going to be able to be on a stable front.
In the boom and bust cycle of the oil patch, stability is a welcome change. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.
For photos and more, check out our website, insideenergy.org.